Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is February the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Leviticus chapters 4 to 6. God's gift of forgiveness is available for everyone. We read in Leviticus chapter 5 verses 5 to 8 like this. And it shall be when he is guilty in any of these matters that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing, and he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin. If he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord for his trespass which he has committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first and wring off its head from its neck, but shall not divide it completely. As the book of Leviticus lays down set rules from God with regards to God's gift of forgiveness, we see that these rules are flexible enough to accommodate people of all ages, social status, and financial ability. The first 13 verses of the 5th chapter are closely linked to both sin and trespass offerings. Instead of dealing with various classes of people, these offerings have to do with different types of sins that include having certain knowledge of a crime but refusing to testify, verse number 1, getting defiled through touching a dead body, verse number 2, being unclean by touching a person with leprosy, verse number 3, and making rash promises that are not fulfilled later, verse number 4. These four types of sins basically reflect sins of omission or forgetfulness. These were the three types of offerings for these sins depending upon the financial ability of the person to pay. A female lamb or goat as a sin offering, verse number 6. Two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering, verse number 7. And the tenth part of an ephah, which is about 2 quarts of fine flour with no oil or frankincense, verse number 11. This actually put the sin offering within reach of the poorest person, and in the economy of God, even the poorest of the poor is not left out. In the similar manner, no one is excluded from forgiveness through Christ. The question arises in verses 11 to 13 like this. How can a meal offering serve as a sin offering to make atonement for sin when we know that without the shedding of blood is no remission? For there appears to be a universal mandate from God that is reflected in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22. Almost all things are purified with blood. The answer is that the meal offering was offered on the top of a fire offering on the altar, which did have blood, and this gave the meal offering the value of a blood sacrifice. The universal requirement for every person who came with an offering of any kind was that, first of all, he needed to confess his guilt and then bring his offering to the priest. O.T. Alice in the New Bible Commentary has suggested that the mingling of the meal on the altar with the other bloody offerings could be seen as meeting this principle, and that the main aspect taught in all these sacrifices, which is called a vicarious substitution, is perfectly illustrated even in this offering of meal. Thus, the poor man's sin offering is like the humblest burnt offering, except for the sprinkling of blood. It is understood that the rule for purification of sin as a result of ritual uncleanness or in swearing an oath should not be linked to the economic status of an individual. God's law therefore makes provision for the poor. In fact, God made sure that no Israelites would be kept back from worshipping him or making a trespass offering because they could not afford a sacrifice. If the family could not spare a lamb, they could instead bring turtle doves or pigeons. If a person was completely destitute, he or she could bring some grain. The law also required a woman to bring a lamb as a sacrifice on the occasion of a birth. But the poor were allowed to offer two inexpensive turtle doves or pigeons instead. In the New Testament, Luke's Gospel reveals that Jesus was born into poverty. The family of Joseph and Mary, who were the earthly parents of Jesus, were poor enough to afford only some birds. But it was enough. It was exactly what God required. Let us understand that God's forgiveness is available for everyone today. Even though the price of God's forgiveness was costly, as it required the sufferings and death of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary, it is offered to us freely for grace alone. For we read in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9 like this, the words of Apostle Paul. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. However, our sins require confession to God, which alone would grant us the forgiveness from God that we are looking for. For finally, we read the words of Apostle John, penned in his first letter, chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, like this. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us.